Drasha for Seder Re'eh, Tufshin Ayin Aleph. In the first three Sedras of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu predominantly focuses on the past, past sins, and past great moments for the Jewish people, like the receiving of the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives them Musar, and he gives them Chizuk for the past. This Sedra starts, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom. From this day on, how are you going to use the lessons of the past to be able either to secure for yourself a bracha, blessing, or a klala, a curse? From this day on, you have that choice. And the first foundation of being able to actually fulfill the mitzvahs properly and to generate that blessing, and not, chas v'sholem, the opposite, is to create a healthy, good, positive environment, Torah environment. And that is the idea of bracha and klala. Not good and bad, but blessing and curse. Blessing is taking the good and increasing it, because you are surrounded by an environment that encourages the increasing of that good to blessing. And klala is the opposite, where there is an environment that encourages the decrease in that good and the increase of bad. And that's why it says re'eh, see, because a person is influenced by what he sees around him. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, that is the very nature of a person. Derech b'riyoso shel adam. It is the very nature of a person to be influenced by his environment. And how does one create a good environment? So the Mishnah in this week's Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, tells us of Rav Yossi ben Kisma, who was offered to come to a place where there were no Talmidei Chachamim and to live amongst them. And he refused. And he said that he would only live in a Makom Torah. The way we understand that Mishnah is that Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma did not refuse to come to the place, but he told them that I will not live with you in your place, but I will create a Makom Torah amongst you, where you will be able to be influenced by that Makom Torah. The Meiri says that the evil in this world is like the sea, and the way to escape it is like a boat. You can't escape the sea in a boat. You can't leave the sea. But you can not isolate, but insulate yourself from the sea waters. Same thing. A person can't run away from the world. It's impossible to escape any negative environment or influences. The most you can do is to insulate yourself, to create your own Makom Torah within the place that you are, to live amongst, but not with. And that is the real purpose of Eretz Yisrael. God separated us from the nations of the world. We are like oil, they're like water. When we make Kiddush, they don't have to make Havdalah, and we have to remain insulated, not isolated from the world. And the place of insulation is Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, we're able to create a Torah society that will insulate us from the rest of the world and yet give us the chance to inspire and influence the entire world. However, even in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah warns us when we first enter Eretz Yisrael that in the same Eretz Yisrael you can have a mountain that's Har Grizim that flourishes with bracha, or a mountain that's Har Evel that is desolate and brings curse. It depends what kind of environment you create in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Sedra starts in the singular and continues in the plural. Every individual has to make that choice for himself, but he is influenced by what is going around about around him with the masses, if they are a positive influence or a negative influence. And therefore, the first command is to eradicate the negative influences in Eretz Yisrael and to destroy all of the Avodah Zarah, destroy all of the idolatry. And don't think that you can take the good from all of that. And you'll say, I want to know how the Goyim serve their gods, and I will use it to serve God. Because eventually you'll be influenced to do it, to do what they do, even to sacrifice and burn their children to their gods. And after we fulfill the Sur Meirah, taking away the negative influences from Eretz Yisrael, then we can create the Makom Torah, the positive influence, and to establish the place of the Mikdash, which is the focal point and the center of Eretz Yisrael, where everything revolves around that. And that is the idea of the Beis HaMikdash, that every Jew gains the influence from the Beis HaMikdash. That's his focal point, his center point. He goes there 3 times a year. He brings his sacrifices, his Maaser Sheni, and he's imbued with holiness and brings it back to his homestead and injects that holiness into every mundane thing to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, where every mundane thing becomes holy because it connects us to the Holy Land. And after that, we have to negate all of the individual negative influences that a person can have. The Navi Sheker, the negative influence of a negative leader, and then bad friends and neighbors and relatives is the Mesis, and then a community that's negative influence, Ir HaNidachas. And then it's not only the influences from the outside that are dangerous, but we have to watch what we eat, because then we have negative influences from the inside, that Ma'acholos Asuros, forbidden foods, create a negative influence from the inside, the metamtim esalev, and that's why the prohibition of eating the various non-clean animals is compared to galus. Just like there can be an exile and a galus and bad influences from the outside, there can be bad influences from the inside. And then also we have to minimize our connection to the material, physical world for its sake. That's the Isra of Los Siskodadu. Don't mourn excessively for the loss of the physical body, but realize the main thing in this world is the Neshama. And that way the Jewish people will unite, Los Siskodadu. Don't become fragmented, but be able to unite, because that is how we are strengthened by peer pressure and strengthened by a good environment. And then comes the creation of using the Makom HaMikdash as that focal point of that Makom Torah amongst us, where we live in that Makom Torah, even though we don't live there all the time, but we go up to there 3 times a year. We bring our Maaser Sheni there. We bring our Karbonos there. And in that way, we create the Beis HaMikdash as the focal point of our lives. That is really the place where we live, the boat that insulates us from all the negative influences. And therefore, it's also, we have to create that the environment of time, not only place, is positive. And therefore, Shamoris Chodesh Aviv, make your whole calendar revolve around the remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So not only is our physical environment a positive, encouraging environment, but even our time environment is positive and encouraging. And then the Torah speaks about not forgetting the poor people, giving tzedakah, not forgetting to when a slave, Jewish slave, leaves you, to give him ha'anaka, to give him material good, because one could make the mistake to think that just like you have to separate yourself from negative, weak, spiritual influences, you should separate yourself from the negative, weak, material people, the miskenim, the poor and the slave. The Torah comes along and says, no, just the opposite. By supporting them, by connecting yourself to them, that's how you get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. So don't make the mistake to think that if you have to separate yourself from the weak spiritually, that you should separate yourself from the weak materially and physically also. And that perhaps is the meaning of what it says in the Haftorah, V'chol bonayich limudei Hashem, that all of Klal Yisrael will be limudei Hashem, v'rav shlom bonayich, because we will have good influences from Talmidei Chachamim. We will live in Mekomos HaTorah, where they'll be able to influence us and bring that shlemus, bring that perfection to Klal Yisrael. And then it says that b'tzedakah techonani, but don't forget to do tzedakah. Don't also separate yourself from the weak materially. Remember that to help socially those that are weaker than you. And that's the way that you will establish yourself. Racha ki mi'oshek, don't oppress those that are weaker in society. And then Mamela Hein Gor Yogur Ephes Meosi, even those that live amongst us who are not Jewish, but they will be the Ger Toshav, people who keep the seven mitzvahs. Gor Yogur Ephes Meosi, nobody will live around you who are not connected to me. And in that way, what's it called, all of Klal Yisrael will reach the desired result of being Am Hashem in Eretz Hashem, with only good influences, and with each person receiving only the bracha, and chas v'shalom, not the klala. And that is our avoda for the month of Elul, to see to it that we create the most positive environment within ourselves, within our families, within our Moshav, and within Klal Yisrael, that from the most positive environment, especially we who live in Eretz Yisrael, to make Eretz Yisrael the most positive environment, to let it reach its full potential. And in that way, Yemirtzeh Hashem, through that positive environment, we will bring ourselves bracha, a ksiva v'chasima tova, for ourselves and for all of Klal Yisrael, for the coming year of Tavshin Ayin Beis.